with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Previously, we talked about how to grow plants to save seeds. This week, we will discuss harvesting and storage of the seeds for the next growing season. To harvest seeds, you need to fight against every instinct to harvest the plant, especially if the part that you harvest contains seeds. Market timing and seed saving timing are not the same. Plants that are grown for seed saving need a lot more time to develop and will likely be past the point of edibility by the time the seeds develop, with the two exceptions being tomatoes and melons. Some plants, such as beans, corn, and peas, will dry the seeds while still on the plant and will need no extra processing from you. Some seeds, such as tomatoes and squash, will need to be cleaned and dried before putting them away for storage. Once seeds are dried, you should store them in a cool, dry place until ready to use. This could be a refrigerator or a basement. The storage container should be something small, like an envelope or a mason jar. Whatever you use to hold your seeds, they should be placed in an area of low humidity and low natural light. Water and light can break dormancy on seeds and cause them to accidentally sprout. You must also make absolutely sure that the seeds are completely dry before storing them. Accidentally sealing moisture into the container runs the risk of sprouting or creating mold, rendering the seeds unviable. Seeds can store for a lot longer than seed packets would have you believe, given that they are placed in the right environment. Seed companies are required to put an expiration date on the label to show when their guarantee of germination is no longer valid. However, that does not mean they automatically won't germinate. Inside every seed is an embryo and what is known as the germ. This germ holds all of the energy the seed needs to survive until it sprouts, and some plants will have a larger amount of germ than others. For example, 80% of a corn seed is germ, giving the seed viability for multiple years after the expiration date. For this reason, it is important to label the containers of your seeds with the variety of plant and the date the seeds were harvested. This way, you know the relative chance of viability multiple years down the road. A few plants have special dormancies that will need to be broken before their seeds will germinate. Pawpaw seeds are one example of stratification dormancy. Stratification is the requirement of exposing seeds to a certain amount of cold. In nature, the pawpaw would fall to the ground or be eaten by wildlife, and the seeds would be left behind in time for winter. Winter cold would stratify the seeds, and once the amount of time had passed, the seeds would quote-unquote know that spring is around the corner and prepare to germinate. You can artificially stratify seeds using a refrigerator, but don't use a freezer. Freezers will kill the seeds off. Scarification requires damaging the seed coat before the seed will germinate. The most well-known of these seeds that require scarification is the seed of the Kentucky coffee tree, which regularly requires sandpaper to wear down the seed coat in artificial germination settings. In the vegetable garden, there are no seeds that require scarification, but some trees will require this labor-intensive dormancy-breaking technique. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.